And we have a question in on the phones now. Hello.
Hello.
What I was wondering is English the most compressed language you can get? Because I've noticed I watch a couple of programs on a Japanese TV-based channel, and the subtitles is up there a lot longer than what you would normally speak at the speed that we do, and we'll say there's about half a dozen or so words, and they seem to carry on forever.
So it's basically, is English a very efficient language?
And, I noticed a lot of other foreigners seem to speak much faster than the English do as well.
Ginny, you got an idea on this?
Yeah, so with the speed thing, that's actually an illusion. If you ask someone who speaks another language, they'll say that they think English people speak very quickly. And that's because our brains actually segment words as they're being said. If you look at a recording of someone speaking a sentence, you'll notice that there actually aren't that many gaps. And where there are gaps, they're not always between words, but we hear gaps. But that is just something that our brain is doing. So when you're hearing a language that you're not familiar with, your brain isn't putting those gaps in. And it makes it sound like they're talking 19 to the dozen. Actually, they're not talking any faster than I am now. It's just because you don't understand them.
I don't know. We do get quite a lot of emails. A lot of people in America write to me and say, you guys speak really quick on your programme. You need to learn proper English.
I really do. My mother's always like, slow down, dear. You speak far too fast.
It's also proportional to coffee intake. In my case, certainly. The more coffee I've had, it can get quite fatiguing to listen to myself back again afterwards. You think, gosh, I have had rather a lot of coffee. In terms of whether or not the language is compressed, though, in terms of being linguistically efficient, what do we think about that? Because certainly I know, compared with German, for example, a lot of management meetings in German companies, they are held in English because they have found actually, in typical German efficiency terms, they can save a lot of time by not actually speaking in their own language. And it's also the scientific language, isn't it, English, internationally?
I think that's really fascinating. I mean, German words are these enormous composite words, certainly in a language like that, where you have Forschungsgemeinschaft instead of research. That's definitely English is more efficient. But if any linguists are listening and they would like to tell us what is the most efficient language out there, that would be great. You can tweet at Naked Scientists or email chris@thenakedscientist.com or go and find us on Facebook.